So welcome back, and we're gonna. There's two hands there, two questions. We're gonna answer those, and then we'll go into a group statement process. Just want to say, if you haven't done a group statement process before, you don't have to participate. It's totally okay. You can watch and just see how it goes and get the hang of it. Sylvia, when you're ready.
Hello, Helen.
Hi.
First of all, sorry. I would like to thanks to all participants, the one that have asked the question, because it was an incredible helpful.
Good.
So I'm very glad. Can I just quick recap that you have said at the beginning, because it was for me very, very helpful. So the karmic pattern has like a four component. Conscious, unconscious idea, which sometimes could be hidden, experience that we are projecting past into the future,
Yeah.
and the emotion that are connected or arise when you are experiencing it.
Yeah. Well,
And
sometimes they don't always have to be, the emotions don't have to occur at the time of the experience. Usually they do, but sometimes they're at different times.
You said something that I did not grasp it correctly or exactly. I think that all of those four has to manifest, or if only one, something in this direction.
Yeah, so it's the same thing showing up four different ways, and only when all four have stopped will there be peace. So
Okay.
usually we're just trying to get rid of some part of that or solve some part of it. So that's I might be trying to change the experience out there, and I might be trying to deal with the emotion, but just recognizing that the fastest way to tackle all of those together is to deal with the unconscious thought underneath it, the idea behind it.
Okay, so I was looking into my karmic pattern, and I think I'm struggling there with something, and I would appreciate your help.
Yeah.
So I have very unfriendly relationship with my ex one. And it was, of course, children we have together. And it is going on and on and on for last 10 years. And the situation is that we are simply not able to communicate. And whatever I say A, he say B. When I say B, he say C, and so on.
I'm not
So
laughing at you. I remember a very similar time with my ex.
And so these last 10 years, we practically talk only through the lawyers, which is very very tiring, and emotionally, financially, of course, and bring a lot of stress for all involved, including children, or let's say mostly the children. So any small decision we have to take as a both parents, for example, choice of the school, choice of the hobby, we go to the court, and it's take half year, 2 years, 3 years, and it's constant exchanging information, emails. And the thing is that when I go so those 4 points, and for example, at this moment, currently this moment, I am dealing with my lawyer because the older son, he doesn't want to go to his father anymore. So last 2.5 years, he stayed with me, and it required increase of the alimony. And so we went to the court, which took again like 1.5 years. I got increase of the alimony, but my ex-husband doesn't want to pay them. So again, like 2 months exchanging of the emails, and now he want to appear to the court like he disagree with that, which again, like 2 years fight. And I'm just so tired and exhausted that I kind of like want to drop the fight, but at the same time, I do need the money. And of course, I need to, for the court, I need to prepare the papers, evidence, why, all the evidence of communication, how situation happened in the past. So when you mentioned this point that I project past into the future, I am kind of asked to do that. and it's so painful. And the only way out is, you know, that I will say, okay, but even if the money would not be involved, which is the main issue, there is still decision like choice of the school, you know, whether they go to stay in the dormitory or the travel. We have to make decision.
It doesn't necessarily have to be, it doesn't necessarily have to be experienced the way it is right now. So there's going to have to be some process, isn't there, between when there's a decision to be made, but it doesn't have to be suffered through in the same way. It can come from a different place. If it's happening from your peace, it's going to be a different experience.
Well, I have to say that since he remarried, and last, let's say, 3 years, 2 years, 2.5, well, pre-COVID, the situation has changed because I am now dealing with his new wife.
Yeah.
And this is already much harmonious, much, much more easy.
Yeah. So that needs to be acknowledged as a significant manifestational change from the work that you've been doing that's beginning to reflect. It's not him changing or being nicer or saying, you know what, let's not go to court, let's just sit and have a cup of tea and get this sorted. But it is still nonetheless a change, isn't it? You're not having the same experience as you were. So noticing that, then you can begin to, the manifestation that you want is going to come in stages like that, isn't it? It's not just going to come, probably not going to come all at once. What would you want at the end of this? If you could just say, like, in a couple of sentences, would it be easy, effortless, peaceful communication between you both? What would it look like?
Kind of harmonious. I totally agree that, I mean, we are two different human beings and we could have a different point of view, but we should come to, in a decent way, to some consensus, some agreement.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, that could happen over the phone or yes, something like that, rather than having to go to court. So when you look at that outcome, if you just imagine the outcome now, can you feel something inside that just says, that's never going to happen? That's never going to, it's just not possible. It's been this way for so long. It just cannot happen. Can you see the feeling behind it? Sort of a real disbelief that something like that is possible.
I was doing this this imagination, and the situation was good for like 4 or 5 months, and I was just so happy. And I had really good, easygoing feeling that it will stay this way. And then something happened, like, I don't know, I went to the training, and he knew that, and he called the police and social security on me that I left children, abandoned children. So it's like I was already in a good place, and then bam, something big happened.
Well, because you were in a good place, because you were open and happy, now this, so consciously, you know, it can stay this way, it can be this way, but there's something deeper inside the ego that is really believing that this is impossible. It won't last. Even if I get it, it won't last. It won't stay. You just don't have that kind of relationship with your ex, says ego. It's got to be bitter. It's got to be, you know, whatever it's saying. So this is coming up now because it no longer fits inside you, this feeling. Some sense that it's impossible to have what you want. And it's showing up really in this area, isn't it? So the moment you begin to get it and you have these few months of it being relatively nice, this belief has to pop its head up and say, okay, if you want to keep having this, you're going to have to look at me here, look at this belief here. So it's not that you did anything wrong. It's not even that you let your guard down or anything like that. It's because you're really progressing and deepening and transcending this that it has to show itself now. So the experience just suddenly turned from what you want it to be to what you, you know, to a real nightmare. And can you see that there's a sense of when I get happy, it's when I get what I want, it's not going to stay. It's not going to last. I can't really trust it. Some sense like that.
Yes, and for me it's also very hard to see that, because I can see that the unity in the world. And then when I said, like, why am I doing this to myself? And well, the things that come out is, sorry, the things that come out is like, I deserve it. Yes. So like I'm torturing myself.
So on some, the resolution of this is recognizing how you feel about this consciously is different to how you feel about it in the ego. Mm-hmm. And accepting how the ego feels doesn't mean you're going to continue to experience it, but just accepting some part of me doesn't feel good enough yet, and certainly doesn't feel deserving of getting what I want in this area. It'd be really nice if the two of us could just get along. It'd be better for the kids and all of that. So I really want that, and at the same time I don't really deserve that, you know, is the voice that's going on underneath. And it keeps showing up every now and again in this way. So that's where I'd put my attention if I was you, just to accepting that some part of you must feel this way, and it voices itself in these moments, doesn't it? You don't deserve it, something like that. And recognizing that that's not so, that's not true, but also not pushing it away either. So you can feel two different ways about the same situation, about yourself. One way is consciously, you know you're the self and that you do deserve everything you want, but also there's this other frequency going on underneath that's sabotaging this permanent happiness. And just accepting that that is going on, and I can begin to look at that without judgment. Most of us, if a feeling of unworthiness arises after we've done some work on it, or a lot of work on it, the very first thing we do when it arises is judge it. Why is that happening still? Why haven't I transcended this yet? Why is it still coming back up? And we're so harsh there with ourselves. Can you see it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think one of my things that actually was a turning point, that I always had in my head. I think it was, I don't know, Sharon was also the one, the speaker before me. Yeah. That like I had somehow in my head that not only that is my fault or whatever, but the things like I want to fix it. Like,
and you have to. It's your responsibility to fix this somehow, right? That's the feeling.
Yeah.
I had the same with all of my kids. Their happiness is my responsibility. And we really feel that way as a parent. And we give ourselves these impossible tasks to bring all this moving parts into this, to look this way. And this is what the doer does, the ego does. It gives itself impossible things to achieve so that it can hold on to this idea that it's not good enough. Because when you fail to achieve this, you feel unworthy, and around it goes again, you know. So just recognizing that and beginning to kind of step back from that, not judging it, but I don't need to keep on some level making things difficult for myself, not consciously, of course. I don't need to keep creating struggles. I can be happy right now. And I don't need my ego to change its mind. I just need to acknowledge it, but not identify with it.
And can this, because this, the older son, he doesn't want to go to father. They haven't spoken for like almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. And of course, he also blamed me that I manipulate him or whatever. But I try to, you know, talk to the son. I try to talk to other one, and I'm somehow in the middle. It's kind of not even my war.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And here's another impossible situation. How can you possibly resolve that if it's involving two other human beings? your son and your ex, and you've given yourself this role and this responsibility to somehow resolve that. And is that really even possible? And do you have to? Maybe your son is making his own decisions and coming to see what he wants in that.
So it's me wanting something. Yeah.
But also, what you really want is to feel a certain way. If you could somehow get your son and your ex to have a harmonious relationship and you and your ex to have a harmonious relationship, you would feel a certain way that you don't feel right now.
Yes.
So feel that way right now and see what happens to the relationship.
Okay.
My ego goes, it's not that easy. It's not that easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She's dreaming, that woman. She's never going to be like that. But even if it doesn't resolve what's going on in the world, which it most likely will, you'll feel better anyway. You'll be better equipped to deal with what's going on. But you cannot feel better in here without something shifting out there. And so we pile all this stuff on. I'm responsible for the happiness of everyone around me. And if I somehow don't manage to achieve that, surprisingly, it's my fault. And around we go.
It's because I was raised that, you know, if you take care of yourself, you are selfish.
Yeah. Now, to help maintain the happiness of those around you, you have to take care of yourself. You have to feel, like we're saying with Sharon, how you want to feel. Your own peace has to be priority. Otherwise, you will never be able to have a beneficial impact on anyone in a permanent way. And that when you really get lesson two, that what's going on out there can only really permanently be helped by how I'm feeling in here. Mm-hmm. Then that has to become priority number one. Even if you only take that as priority number one to help your kids, whatever reason you need to justify it with, you know. But then you begin to see, when I put my own peace top of the list of my priorities, everyone around me benefits, everyone. And there is no good reason to delay that. It's not really resolving things by delaying it anyway, is it?
No. No, it's required that some kind of trust that everything will flow in the best interest of everyone.
Yeah. See what happens when you dare, and we're all really here because we're oddballs. We don't quite fit in with society in the traditional way. And that's because we dare to believe that we can feel peaceful. And we, at some point, that has to become the highest priority. And if we keep waiting for our outer circumstances to change first, for our kids to be happy and all of that, we'll be waiting a very long time. And believe me, I've been there, tried that. It never worked.
Okay. Can I have one more question?
Could we leave it for another session? We've only got 20 minutes left and Karen's hand is up and we need to go through the statement process. So... Could you send it in for homework if you want to?
I think I will listen again what was said today, and I think it will come out
okay.
Itself.
If not, ask it next time. Yeah? Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Lovely. Okay, so we'll go to Karen, and then we'll do the statement process.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my hand. I didn't know whether to bring this up, but. You know, it really does work to just talk about this. And like the last time when I was going to that funeral, it couldn't have been better. It just, everything, it was deeply healing for everyone there. It was just such a blessing, you know, and my energy was in knots before it. And then there was another time about some tree that was hung up and it was in a dangerous place. And we chatted about it. And then the neighbor had somebody come over, cut his tree, and those people came over at a discounted rate and they were able to get it down safely. And You know, so these things do
things
have
that you
a
could
way.
Never sort of envision happening. You can't conceive of it sort of mentally, but it turns out that way, doesn't it?
Exactly. So with me, that when you were talking about your beads and what it is for me is this thought, I have to fix it, and a dread. In my scenario, it's the house. We've got two different leaks. One's a roof and a basement that have leaked previously and that have been fixed, and we've had various professionals in. So I know I have to do something about it. It's not like you can just leave something.
Yeah, physically,
which is what I would really like to do. But it's the dread of, okay, who do I get? I don't know what to do. And then getting into the mess of the dishevelment and, you know, all that again. So I wonder if you could help.
So having to decide who to get to help with this is going to come spontaneously from your piece, isn't it? Or you'll bump into someone in the store that just happens to do that for a living and is free that afternoon or something, you know? So can you see the belief, the sense, the feeling underneath that this is just a mountainous thing that's going to be very difficult to or even impossible to resolve if it's been going on a while? Mm-hmm. And that I'm not going to get through this without a great deal of pain, something, you know, sort of stressing out over it.
And, myself.
Yeah, like, here we go again, not this again, you know, that type of feeling. Mm-hmm. Just looking at that, the natural state is that something just, if there is an issue, there's a solution already. But can we let that in if we're holding this lower frequency of expecting trouble, expecting it to be difficult? And again, we might feel justified in that because we've had many previous experiences in the past of this thing being difficult. But just give yourself, free yourself up of the responsibility. I don't know who I'm supposed to contact here, but I'm open for help in whichever way it wants to come. And you might look at, you know, contacting some people, but the right person will, you'll know it when you see it. There'll be some kind of sense of this is the right thing to do from your peace and your joy. Here we are again. My peace is more important. I won't disturb it for this feeling of, oh no, here we go again. I'm gonna notice that when it arises, the dread, and I'm gonna do my best to just feel it and let it go. And my peace is more important, and the solution's gonna come out of that peace. Yeah, get a sense of it.
Oh yes, that feels good. That kind
don't
of
don't even be the doer. Just I'm not even gonna. I'll wait for a decision to happen.
Yeah, that feels good. And just as I was thinking of my meditation this morning, and I could see some thoughts, you know, coming in, and then I could see this worry, like, oh, I'm watering these thoughts of doubt, you know. Yeah. When these things seem to come into this space of where you're choosing and where you're in a good space, and you kind of see what I mean by something taking your peace coming in to.
It's a choice then, isn't it? Consciously, it's a choice. Am I going to put my attention on this and then I'll seem to lose my peace? Or am I just going to let this feeling happen but stay centered in my peace, in my silence?
Right.
Otherwise, it seems like it has control and it is able to kind of steal your equanimity. So yeah. Any feeling can arise in my body and it's just arising. I'm not pushing it away, but I'm also not identifying with it and believing it. So it's just happening in me. It's happening. My body's in me and it's happening in my body. And in that, there's a deep peace that is not disturbable by that. The same old pattern's going to play, the thoughts, the emotions, but if they're just happening inside you, you've got nothing you need to do about it. You're just watching them and it's going to run its course and then dissipate. The only thing that makes it get stronger is when we're either pushing against it or believing it, one or the other.
Yeah.
So there's never really a reason to lose our peace. It's an unconscious choice we don't realize we've made, which is to focus more on the emotion and all of that.
Right.
Or resist the thoughts that are going on.
Yeah. Lovely. Thank you. That helps.
Yeah, wonderful. Appreciate. Lovely. So we'll move to a statement process. We'll do a couple of rounds. So if you want to participate in a statement process, feel free to raise your hand. Does anyone have a suggestion what we could do it on? I know last time we did it on the Ukraine. Is there anything in particular that feel free to just shout out? Well, not shout, but if you have a subject you want to do the statement process on, we'll take the first one. I haven't really looked at the news lately too much. Don't know what's going on in the world too much, but if there's something you want to work on with the statement process. Or we could just do it on our own awakening. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so we've got a few hands up. So statement process, if you haven't done it before, it is simply one person makes a statement and then the next person makes a statement that feels slightly better than the previous one and also feels true. Those are the two stipulations. It's got to feel slightly better inside you than the previous statement. You'll see how it unfolds, and you can join in at any point if you want to. If you sort of watch it going around and you go, you know what, I'd like to have a go at that. So Ian and Maggie have their hands up first. Do you want to kick us off, Ian and or Maggie? There we go.
Oh, yeah, I can get the mute off. We were just discussing, does Helen start it or not? And then we realise, oh no, it's us.
Kind of usually I would, but I'm going to opt out this time. I'm going to finish, go around just to shake it up.
Thanks a lot for that.
Ian looks very happy about that.
Yeah, he hasn't decided whether he's joining in yet.
Yeah. Depends what Maggie says.
Right, pressure's on now. So what about awakening?
Yeah. Whatever feels relevant.
I would like everyone to be able to recognize where they are within their awakening.
Straight to the point and very good. Are we having a go, Ian, or
yeah,
not?
I would like everyone to be authentically themselves.
Wonderful. Robert?
The most beautiful focus is on peace and love.
Ooh, I love it. Thank you. Natasha?
I can feel that the peace and love expands in my heart and opens me deeper into awakening.
Lovely. Thank you. Karen?
Allowing the peace and love right where I am.
Short and sweet. Sharon?
From peace and love, I recognize that seemingly others are also peace and love.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Amy?
There is only silence.
Lovely. Sergio?
In the silence, I would love to feel and recognize the acceptance of the self.
Thank you. And I will say, in the infinite silence of my being, all is well and all is loved. Let's go around one more time, shall we, Maggie?
I know you're going to hate me for this, but will you say it again?
In the infinite silence of my being, all is well and all is loved. I managed to do it, yay.
Don't have to join in with the chorus, but all you need is love.
Just relax and breathe. It's all happening as it should be.
Wonderful. Hard act to follow there, Robert, but when you're ready.
In the infinite silence and awareness, notice the beauty of everything.
Wonderful. Thank you. Natasha?
I see beauty everywhere.
Lovely. Karen?
There is joy in the recognition that all is well already.
Sharon?
As I sit as silence, there are no words, no thoughts, no limitations.
Wonderful. Amy?
Love, love. Couldn't do this.
Has to be done. Sergio.
Love is all there is, and I am glad.
Thank you. I'll finish with in this present moment, there is only joy. There is only peace, and there is only love. Thank you. So whenever you're ready, Sergio, if you'd like to lead us out with the prayer, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ellie. The prayer is called as the Jayavijaya Dharani. Om Namo Bhagavate Sarvatroilokia Prativisistaya Buddhaya Te Namaha. Tadyataom Brum Brum Brum. Shodaya Shodaya. Vishodaya Vishodaya. Asama Sama Samanta Babasa Sporana Gati Gagana Swababa Vishude. Znija Vijaya Parishude. Avisinchantumam Sarvatatagata Sugata Varavachana Murta. Vishekehi Mahamudra Mantrapadehi Om Ahara Ahara Ayusam Dharani Shodaya Shodaya Vishodaya Vishodaya Gagana Swabhava Vishude Uznija Vijaya Parishude Sahasra Rasmi Samchodite Sarvatatagata Valokite Saparamita Paripurini Sarvatatagata dashabhumi pratishtite, Sarvatatagata irdaya dishtana dishtite, Om Muni Muni Mahamuni, Mahamudra Vairakaya Samhatana Samparishide, Sarvakarma Varana Vishude, Pratinirvartaya Mamayur Vishude, Sarvatatagata samaya dishtana dishtite, Om Muni Muni Mahamuni, Vimuni, Vimuni, Mahavimuni, Mati, Mati, Mahamati, Mamamati, Sumati, Tathagat Butakoti Parishude, Vishputa Buddhishude, Hehe, Jayayaya, Vijaya, Vijaya, Smara, Smara, Aspura, Aspura, Sparaya, Sparaya, Sarva Mudra, Buddha Dishtana Dishtite, Om Shude Shude Bude Bude Vaire Vaire Mahavaire Vairagarbe Vairava Lagarbe Varod Bhave Vairasambhave Vaire Vairini Vairam Babatu Mama Shadiram sarva sadvanam chakaya parishuddha bhavantu mamasha sarvadagati parishuddham sarvatatagata chamam samasvasayantu om buddha buddha side side om buddha buddha side side bodhaya bodhaya vibodhaya vibodhaya mochaya mochaya vimochaya vimochaya shodaya shodaya vishodaya vishodaya samanta mochaya mochaya samanta parish samanta paramishide sarvatatagata irdayade tishtana dishtite om mudre mudre mahamudre mahamudra mantrapade swaha om brum swaha.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Namaste. Wonderful.